Good evening. It's good to be with you this evening to be able to bring the message and maybe give Mike a small break. I know he's been at it for several months now without some help, so definitely good to be back and be able to bring the message. And so good to see everybody. This evening, the lesson is who is listening? And we're going to take this out of Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and we're just going to look at a few things tonight. Romans chapter 8, we're going to look at verses 26 through 28. And I just want to pull out some points this evening from here. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 28. In this lesson, we're going to understand that God hears everything. He hears our complaints. He hears everything. We're blessed to have a Father who listens to us. We are blessed to have that. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 through 28. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes with the saints according to the will of God. Verse 28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. You know, many times we wonder if anyone's listening. We wonder about that sometimes. If anyone's just listening to us, whether it be our complaints or our accomplishments, the things that are going on in our life, we wonder sometimes if someone's listening. Sometimes it's good to get those things off our chest. It's good to get those things off our chest. The first thing I want to discuss this evening, first point, not knowing how to pray sometimes. Not knowing how to pray. People may feel like this. It's not always easy to know the right words to say in a prayer. It's just a conversation with God. Sometimes we make it harder than it is, but it's just a conversation with God. He doesn't need flattering words. He wants what's on our hearts. He wants what's on our hearts. You know, we sang that song this morning, Listen to Our Heart. And I want to just read the words of this first verse here. You know, but like I said, God knows if our heart is not in it. He knows if our heart's not in it. And here's the first verse of that song. How do you explain, how do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears. And words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. And then the chorus, so listen to our hearts, hear our spirits sing, a song of praise that flows from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are, but words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts. Listen to our hearts. And Psalm 51 verse 10, Psalm 51 verses 10 through 12. Talks about a clean heart. And let's read those verses. Psalm 51, verses 10 through 12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Verse 12. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. We must keep our hearts clean. Satan can put thoughts in our heads that shouldn't be there. He can do that, but only if we allow it. Only if we allow it. Many times we're weak and we say and do things that we shouldn't. But many times we do that. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. We also need a true heart. We need a true heart. God examines our hearts for these things. Another kind of heart that we need to have a joyful heart. We need to have a joyful heart. In Proverbs 15, verse 13. Proverbs 15 and verse 13. A joyful heart makes a cheerful face, But the heart is sad. The spirit is broken. You know, we go through many emotions in this lifetime, and we must try to make the best of every situation. And I know that's easier said than done. You know, we know that we must make the best of each situation, but sometimes it's easier said than done. But we all deal with these emotions differently. It should reflect God. But it doesn't always happen. It doesn't always happen that way. We get caught up in the moment sometimes and forget to turn our focus back to God in these weak moments that we might have. Prayer is very powerful. Prayer is very powerful. We need it more than ever with what's going on in our world today. You know, we need to pray for our leaders. We need to get back to the Bible principles. That's where we need to go. We need to get back to the Bible. We have gotten laxed in what we accept, and we must turn back to the Scriptures for these things. In Psalm 66 and verse 19. Psalm 66 verse 19. But truly, God has listened. He has attended to the voice of my prayer. So God hears our prayers. He hears our prayers. Many times we don't think He listens to us, but He does. He is listening. He hears our complaints as well. He knows all of our problems. He knows what's on our hearts. Proverbs 15 and verse 8. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 8. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is acceptable to Him. And then if you go on down to verse 21 as well. Verse 21 in Proverbs chapter 15. The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous. It pays to be found righteous and to practice righteousness. If we are doing wicked things, our prayers will not be heard. If we're practicing wicked things, our prayers will not be heard. Prayer is us talking to God, letting our requests be made known. As we pray, we must have faith that He knows best. We must, and sometimes we have a hard time with that. We know that God knows best, but that's another thing. It's easier said than done. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22. Matthew 21 verse 22. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. We must trust that God will provide us an answer. He will provide us an answer, and it may not be the one we want. It may not be the one we want, but He does answer prayer. Second point this evening I want to look at is searching for God's will. Searching for God's will. Many times we get selfish and we think that we know better than God. We may get to thinking that we don't need God just because that He doesn't give us what we want. But we tend to forget that we are searching out His will for us. Not the other way around. We're searching out His will for us. You know, even Jesus understood this. He understood His task at hand. And I wonder often, do we? Because we should. In Luke 22 and verse 42. Luke 22 and verse 42. Saying, Father, if You are willing, remove this cup from Me. Nevertheless, not My will, but Yours be done. This is the attitude that we should have all the time. We get away from that, and it makes us lose focus on what we should be doing. Jesus could have stopped at any point and not followed through with any of what was going on. But He understood the will of God better than we do. He understood it. We get distracted and pulled away from our duties as Christians. Are you searching God's will, or are you searching your own? Psalm 119 and verse 15. Psalm 119 and verse 15. I will meditate on Your precepts and fix my eyes on Your ways. I hope this is what we are doing. If not, we need to start doing this. It said there, I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. And also in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 17, Philippians 3, verse 17, brothers, join in imitating me. Keep your eyes on those who walk accordingly to the example you have in us. We have good examples in the Bible that we can follow other than Jesus. Jesus was our perfect example. But we have other examples that we could follow. Paul is normally one that we can relate to. He wasn't always good, though. He wasn't always good. He turned it around. But he did make a change for the better. He definitely had a bad past. But he, like I said, he turned it around. Peter is another character that we could relate to. Because he had his bad moments as well. But he was, for the most part, good. He was good. He denied Christ 3 times. But he gave the church its first sermon and start in Acts chapter 2. So we do have many examples that are set before us. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. It's up to us now to be the examples to others so they can see Christ in us, so they can see that there's something different about us. This world needs more good examples so they can know Christ better. Many want to know very little about Christ. They just don't want to know very much about Christ and His will for us. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. 1 Peter 2 verse 21. For this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in His footsteps. God has given us that free will to choose who we will follow. One direction will lead us to eternal home in heaven, and the other will lead us to hell. It's obvious who we should follow. It's very obvious. Third thing I want to mention this morning, or this evening. Things happen for a reason. Things happen for a reason. We don't always understand God's ways. We don't. And we normally want answers right now. We got to have them right now. Many question God and why He does what He does. You know, death is one of the hardest things to overcome. And we tend to question God more during these times when we lose our loved ones. We tend to question God. We forget there is a time for everything. There is a time for everything. I want to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 1 through 8. There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away. Verse 7, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. I want us to look on down to 11, verses 11 through 14 now. He has made everything appropriate in His time. He has also set eternity in our heart, yet so that man will not find out the work which God has done from the beginning even to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to rejoice and to do good in one's lifetime. Moreover, that every man who eats and drinks sees good in all his labor, It is the gift of God. Verse 14, I know that everything God does will remain forever. There is nothing to add to it, or there is nothing to take from it. For God has so worked that men should fear Him. You know, the one thing about losing sight of what we should be doing is that we understand God better through Bible study. We understand His ways for us, and that's how we understand that His ways are better for us. That's how we can do this and understand it, is that we, as through our Bible study, we understand God better that way. But we've gotten away from reading our Bibles, and we must understand that it's what will help us be better people, and so we can be more understanding of God and His ways for us. We blame God for a lot of things. We blame God for a lot of things, and we know that He has a purpose for everything. He's got a purpose for everything. We must try to find the positive in every situation and go from there. Because there are many ways that we can serve. There are situations that arise that we can be of service. You know, this pandemic that we're going through, it shouldn't stop us from serving others. In Joshua 24 and verse 15, and this is probably, I have many favorite verses, but this is probably one of mine. And if it is evil in your eyes to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua had the attitude of a servant, and it flowed also to his people. And you go down there to verse 24 in the same chapter, Joshua 24:24. The Bible reads, and the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and His voice we will obey. Joshua's attitude was infectious, and we need more of that here. We can't be ashamed of being God's people. We can't be ashamed of that, and carrying out His duties for mankind. Paul also had a great attitude. In Romans 1 and verse 16, Romans 1:16, very familiar verse, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Paul wasn't afraid to preach the gospel. He wasn't afraid of it. He knew his task and what was at hand, and that it wasn't going to be easy. It wasn't going to be easy. But we like the easy way out. We like the easy way sometimes, but that's not what God wants for us. He wants us to share the gospel with the world. Not everyone will obey or even want to listen, but there will be those who are hungry for God's word and want to know what they must do to be saved. There will be those who want to listen. If Paul preached the gospel no matter what, we can do the same. We must leave the results to God. Our attitude has a lot to do with everything. It affects everything we do. If there's one soul that is saved through us preaching the truth, then that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to preach the word. In Luke 15 and verse 7, I tell you that in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. You know, we might point them in the right direction where they want to know more, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. God gives the increase. He allows us to learn His ways and how we can influence others. So many times, we lack confidence in God's Word. We lack confidence in God's Word. Prayer is something that we all need to have. We must take the time for prayer instead of thinking that we don't have time. You know, we get busy in our lives and we don't have time for prayer. We must take time. And same thing, we must take time to read our Bibles. We make time. But like I said, many times we make excuses, but we must take the time to do those things, to pray, to read our Bibles. You know, and there's many things that we should be praying for, and I'm just going to mention a few. Leaders of the church, our nation, need to pray for each other, pray for the sick, pray for our mission work, medical field, our government leaders, schools. These are just a few things that we should be praying for. And like I said, maybe you do, and that's wonderful, but we must continually pray for all these things and many other things as well. But there, like I said, there's a lot more that we should be praying for. Romans chapter 10 and verse 1. Romans 10 and verse 1. And this is Paul to the Romans. Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. Paul cared for their salvation. We each have a soul. We want to go to heaven, and it's a process that we have to go through to get there. We will all be rejected at some point in time. We will all be rejected, but we can't get frustrated enough to quit. God doesn't want us to quit. We must keep going. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Philippians 3, verse 13. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead. We want to do better each and every time that we get an opportunity to speak to someone about Christ and the salvation that is offered to us as long as we are obedient. God will give us strength. God will give us strength and knowledge as long as we study His will for us. He will do that for us. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24. Hebrews 10 and verse 24. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. We must also stir one another up to do good works so that we'll bring more to the kingdom. You know, I couldn't think of anybody else but Job. Job never lost sight. Even after losing everything that he had, he didn't blame God, but he could have. He very well could have, but he didn't. He didn't lose his focus. Job is a good example to follow. His faith was very strong. We have an awesome God, one who listens to what's on our hearts, even though we don't tell Him everything. He knows our hearts. He knows our hearts. It's great to have a mediator. Jesus is our mediator, and that we can let our requests be made known to God the Father. He lets our requests be made known to God the Father. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He came in human form, so He understands all that we go through. So many times we forget that Jesus, He was once a human. He once walked this earth and went through everything that we went through. He was perfect. He strived, and we must strive to be perfect. We must strive to follow His example. But no one is perfect. We are all sinners. We fall short, but we can be thankful for the forgiveness of sins. We can be thankful for that. May God bless our efforts in being servants. Christ set the bar high for us. He set the bar high for us, but we must give Him our very best, because that's what He deserves, is our very best. I urge you to take advantage of having a good prayer life. We have many things to pray for, and we must do it constantly. I want to close this evening with 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil man. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. this evening, if you haven't become a child of God, haven't put Christ on in baptism, or if you are a Christian and you've struggled in your daily walk, whatever your need is, go ahead and make it be made known as we stand and sing the invitation.